Hey, back at it. Let's go. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast, Monday morning, June 17th. How the heck are you? It's Dave here and all the good stuff from this morning's show. Not a great weekend for the Phillies, but a wonderful weekend if you're the guy who sold the Babe Ruth jersey. There's a sequel to The Shining coming out, which got our attention. And of course, we shared four random facts with Cindy Graham. Granny panties are making a comeback somehow, some way. We shared our disappointment and then talked about the newest person to join Twitter, OJ Simpson. Remember him? Well, now you can reach him on social media. And it's Monday morning, so of course we rounded up the stupid and thin the herd here for yourself. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
Honus Wagner?
Correct.
All right. That's like the most expensive thing. What is the most you would spend, right? Or what is the thing, if you had the money, what is the thing that you would want?
Oh,
the sports memorabilia thing that you would want?
Oh, the sports memorabilia.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's really put me on the spot. I don't.
Maybe the rubber from the Phillies World Series victory that Brad Lidge just
that
crumpled on.
Used. I mean, that.
Oh, yeah, that one too.
Right.
That's a hot commodity. Pat the Bat's rubber. Oh, jeez.
And in all honesty, I wonder, I've got to wonder about some of this stuff. It's like, you know, when does it wear off?
Sure.
You know, when does it stop? Especially with Babe Ruth. You know, without fail, if you watch Pawn Stars on the History Channel, without fail, someone's always walking in with a Babe Ruth this or Babe Ruth that or whatever the hell it could be.
Right.
You know, some people think, oh, it's worth millions. And then the guy says, no, it's worth about $3,000.
Yeah.
Right. You know, but over the weekend, they auctioned off a Babe Ruth jersey.
Okay.
It was a flannel New York. It was an away jersey. One that he wore between 1928 and 1930. How much did it go for?
$150,000, $600,000,
$5.64 million.
$5.64 million,
and it went above the expected price of $4.5 million. I mean, at what point is like who cares about Babe Ruth anymore?
Right.
You know
who bought it? Does it say?
It doesn't say. It was sold by a California man. That's all it says.
Wow.
A California man bought a Babe Ruth card for. Oh no! I'm sorry. That's a completely different part of the story. There's a California man bought a Babe Ruth card for $2, and it ended up being worth $1.5 million.
Dude, I just want this to happen. Just let this happen to me one time.
Right.
Let me find something.
Start hitting garage sales.
Right. And what happens? You end up with a lot of junk in your garage.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9. MGK.
Were you a big fan of The Shining? You remember the movie The Shining?
Oh, God, yeah. Still one of my favorites.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, there were some incredibly creepy parts in that.
Totally.
And of course, you know, you can't, especially when your name's John, right, and they're not, and you know they're not quoting The Tonight Show when they go, here's Johnny, right? You know, it's like, oh, yeah, great. Thank you so much. Right. Well, there's a new version of that coming out, right, with Ewan McGregor. Right,
okay.
Called Dr. Sleep. It comes out in November, right? And it's, do you remember the little kid, Danny Lloyd?
Of course.
The actor's name, the kid, Red Rim, right? It's him grown up, right? It's the story of him grown up.
Okay.
And it goes on, doesn't tell you, what's going on in the story yet, but the trailer's been released, so if you want to find out more about it there. Meanwhile, back at Danny Lloyd, the Red Room kid, right? That was 1980. Do you know what he does nowadays?
God. Sells big wheels.
Could be. He did make the big wheel very popular, right? He is a college professor.
Oh. Okay.
All right? And the thing that he hates the most is when kids come into the classroom and realize, Red Room.
Especially twins.
Oh, God. Have you seen those women grown up?
I have.
Yeah.
Still scary.
Yeah, they were scary children. They're scary adults.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
And now it's time for...
Random.
Random.
Facts.
One, two, three, four!
All right, Cindy, get us rolling.
All right, only 3,715 copies of Moby Dick were sold between the time it was published in 1851 and when author Herman Melville died 40 years later. Tens of millions of copies have been sold since.
That's got to be the most ironic thing, all right, to have have a book and that becomes like this classic book and you never know.
I know.
All right. Although something tells me that 3,715 books, right, would have been, you know, that was impressive back in those days.
Especially during the Civil War.
Yeah, exactly. All right. What do you got, Steve?
There's a phenomenon called latchkey incontinence.
Okay.
That's the feeling when you feel that you have to pee worse and worse the closer you get to a toilet.
I suffer from this
in a big way.
Yeah.
Yep. Especially on the drive home.
In a big way. Dave?
Sriracha sauce is named after a city in Thailand called Sriracha, where it was probably first used.
So that's why there's Asian writing. You know, someone says Sriracha, I think Mexico.
Yeah, I'm sort of same way. I just ignore the writing on the bottle for some reason.
And lastly this morning, one of the main reasons Thomas Jefferson sent Lewis and Clark to explore the West because he wanted to see if there were any mastodons left. All right, there weren't. They had gone extinct 10,000 years earlier. And there, ladies and gentlemen, are your...
Random
facts.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
You know, normally, Cindy, we would do, when there's a new fashion thing going on, we always bring it up to you. Mm-hmm. But this is a new fashion. Well, it's new, it's old, it's a trend. It's a return to something. Okay. All right? You know, because for years... As we all know, and as lovely as it has been, women's underwear has been getting smaller and smaller.
Sure.
Well, guess what?
What?
Guess what's coming back into style?
Granny pants?
You got it.
Get the hell out of
granny panties are the fashion trend. Celebrities, fashionless, both Rihanna and Kim Kardashian are pushing granny panties. Is there enough fabric to cover Kim Kardashian's ass?
I'd say so. I mean, this is obvious why they're going this way.
I mean, why? Why?
It's Kim Kardashian. Have you seen her? Is there a thong that would stay put?
Something tells me that there has been.
This is not my America.
This is not your America?
I can move to Canada. No,
I want my country back.
Come on. I mean, think about the ads you could do.
Keeping it real. That's what it's all about for ladies these days. And all the ladies lining up for granny panties. Yeah. G-string, you no longer a G-thang. Whale tail, you can hit the beach. Brazilian, go on back home. Because real ladies of today are going old school. Wearing granny panties. Because if it's big and round and full of pounds. Ladies, we got your ass covered. Literally. Granny panties. Wherever big booty underwear sold.
And where do they have that big booty underwear? I've shopped for Lisa, and I've never seen those.
Then are those at Victoria's Secret? I've been there.
Then it's very possible that I've never gone near where those are.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Do you know what today is? It's an anniversary today. Do you know what today is?
Oh, no.
All right. It's the 25th anniversary of the O.J. Bronco chase.
Yeah, I did know that.
Makes me feel ancient.
I know. I remember that happening that night. Coming home, get a call from a friend of mine. You watching this? Watching what? He goes, this. Are you watching this?
Highway Patrol.
Yeah, I think I just saw O.J. Simpson on the 5 freeway, and there was he's heading north, and I got the license plate of the white Bronco, 3DHY503, and we like looked at him, you know, and he like stared us down like he was dead.
911, what are you reporting?
This is AC. I have OJ in the car.
Okay, where are you?
Please, I'm coming up the 5 freeway.
Okay.
Right now, we all okay, but you gotta tell the police to just back off. He's still alive, but he got a gun to his head.
Is everything else okay?
Everything right now is okay, officer. Everything is okay. All about, he wants me to get into his mom. He wants me to get into his house.
Okay.
So that's all he has. He got a gun to his head.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is AC. You know who I am.
That's my favorite part. Yes, I was waiting for that. I was hoping it was there.
But what gets even more interesting is, what did OJ decide to do this weekend?
What's that?
Opened his own Twitter account. So as I was saying, I mean, OJ, I really shouldn't be excited about this because it's kind of nauseating, but at the same time, I have a feeling it's about to get very interesting. O.J. Simpson is on Twitter.
Yeah.
Right? He posted stuff over the weekend to summarize. You'll get to read my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. It should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do.
Yeah. Terrible choice of wording.
What is he referencing, man? This is insane.
In a follow-up video, he said, for years, people have been able to say whatever they want to say about me with no accountability, but now I can challenge a lot of the BS that's out there and set the record straight, right? I'm telling you, this sounds like it's going to get really, really interesting. Yeah. He came online just a couple of days ago. In the course of the weekend, he gained over 500,000 followers.
Yeah, it's gross.
Right?
Yeah, but it's all people that are going to be trolling him. I think it's great.
Yeah.
Finally, you'll be able to just talk smack. That's what Twitter was designed for.
Think about how many murders he can get away with.
Right? He will go by the handle The Real OJ 32, 32 being his number in Buffalo when in D.C.
Did he block Cato Kaelin yet?
No, he hasn't blocked Cato Kaelin as far as I know. And those are the only tweets that he's put out there, although I happen to know that he has a draft folder. That he has tweets that he's, you know, getting ready to post.
Oh, he's prepared.
Yeah. I found it online if you want to hear it.
Absolutely.
Surprisingly, there are 10 of them.
No, you don't say. No.
I'm telling you, there are 10. Okay, here they are. OJ's top tweets, his top 10 draft tweets for his new Twitter account. Number 10, shout out to AJ Cowlings, my wheelman for life. Number 9, the worst part of my golf game, a wicked slice.
Ooh.
Hashtag me so funny.
Ooh.
8, forget the glove, now my pants don't fit. Hashtag diet time. 7, no Father's Day message from Chloe. I see how it goes, girl. Right. Number 6, killed it on the football field, killed it in marriage, and now killing it on Twitter.
Delete that one.
Right. Number 5, the worst thing I ever did, introducing the world to the name Kardashian.
Mm, I agree.
All right. Number 4, at LAPD, found that knife yet? Ha ha. Number 3, still single, ladies. Believe it or not.
Oh, boy.
Number 2, kind of ironic that now I'm here on Twitter, I could be a victim of a hacker. See what he did there?
I got that one, yeah.
And his number 1 tweet that's on hold right now. Yes, of course I did it. Hashtag just kidding. Hashtag or am I? This is going to be fun.
I know who it is! I know who the monster is!
All right, let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on!
Who is it? Tell us!
It's John DeBella.
It isn't so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one!
I am!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
Time for us to thin the herd.
Thin the herd.
There's nothing at all conspicuous about running a VHS rental store in 2019. Seems like a business with a lot of growth opportunities. The police in Gwinnett County, Georgia, had their eye on a VHS rental store since January. They've noticed that at the store, a lot of customers were going in and coming out, but no one ever seemed to be carrying a VHS tape with them. And when they had an undercover cop go inside last week, he found the newest movie in stock was from 2007.
Okay.
He also figured out what was really going on. The VHS store was actually a front for illegal sports gambling.
Oh,
right?
Man.
It was a whole ring that was coming out of that place. So they finally raided the place early last week and arrested the owner, a guy named, you ready for this? Boonlert Boonsawang.
Wow.
B-O-O-N-L-E-R-T, B-O-O-N-S-A-W-A-N-G. Boonlert Boonsawang.
Thank you for rewinding that.
Yeah, that's quite all right. Right? He was taking sports bets out of the store, and, well, he won't be doing that anymore.
In the herd.
Over to you, Steve.
All right. Daytona Beach, Florida has a spy shop, and that spy shop has things like GPS trackers, hidden cameras, audio recorders. Well, two guys decided they were going to try to break in Sunday around 1 a.m., but they forgot two things. And the first being that this place probably has cameras recording.
Surveillance cameras at the spy shops? Yes.
Okay. It is a spy shop.
One might assume.
So there are videos of these idiots out there. Two, the front window is made of better than glass. glass that won't break when you hit it with a hammer 52 times.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they were wearing masks, but the cameras that are all over this place caught their license plate. The cops have that license plate, and they think they'll have the guys by the time this day is done.
Okay. Don't we have, did we have video of this? Did
yes,
you say we had
that's
video?
Up there. You can follow along right
okay.
now.
Okay, all right. All right. Yep. You can go see that. All
WMGK.com.
All right, and there's video of your story,
yes,
too.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Okay.
Mine doesn't involve any ridiculous brick-and-mortar shops like yours does. The scariest part about my story is the fact that the guy in it was completely sober for this. The cops in Greenfield, Indiana, pulled over 19-year-old Deontay Parrish for driving the wrong way on the shoulder of Interstate 70 last Wednesday afternoon. There was traffic on his side, so he told the cops, quote, it was faster to drive the wrong way on the other side of the highway. He went there for his own experience. Fortunately, the cops caught him before he caused an accident, although some people had to swerve to get out of the way. He's been charged with reckless driving and not even having a valid excuse. Again, totally sober.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, I got to tell you, there's some strange places that you could hold drugs for a friend, but this guy, Fabricio Hermenez. Wow, I'm getting
old. You had a story with a John Smith.
Right, I know. A 20-year-old guy named Fabricio Jimenez. From Newport Richey, Florida, was pulled over around 4:30 a.m. yesterday, and the cops noticed he had white powder hanging out of his nostrils.
Hmm.
Two lines underneath his nostrils, like a 3-year-old with green 11s. He had two white ones. Right? So they ran a field test on the power, and lo and behold, it was cocaine. But Fabricio had a great excuse. According to the police report, he attempted to tell the deputies that the cocaine on his nose was not his.
Yes.
Nice. I love these.
Okay. He couldn't explain why someone else's cocaine was on his nose. Plus, he had a small bag with more cocaine in it, a huge bag with weed and Xanax as well. He was arrested for felony narcotics possession.
In the herd.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.